Today is the third day of October. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. I am Brian. It is fantastic. It is humbling. And with a grateful heart, I am so deeply, deeply glad that we can be together and spend this time together and move forward together and grow together and flourish together and weep together and be challenged together and do life together, one step at a time, day by day, as we gather in this safe place that we call the Global Campfire. So glad to be here today. So we concluded the book of Isaiah yesterday, which brings us forward. So we got to crack open a brand new book, another of the major prophets. Today we'll begin the book of Jeremiah, which is a deeply intriguing book of prophecy, partly due to the authenticity of Jeremiah himself. He's known as the weeping prophet. It's a very personal thing. He was committed to obeying God, but he did not like an awful lot of the things he was instructed to do. And there are plenty of times in this narrative that he wants to wash his hands of it all because it appears that nobody is listening. And it wasn't just in his head. Israel had turned her back. She had betrayed. She had cheated. She had broken her promises and broken covenant with God. And for more than 20 years. And that number means something to me now. So for as long as there's been a Daily Audio Bible, Jeremiah was a lone voice warning the people that the path they were on was not going to end well. It was going anywhere but good, which just is not how it looked in the culture. And so that led Jeremiah to be in conflict a lot, even imprisoned, because he's got this message of impending doom that is going to arrive. And that kind of negativity, right, is not good for business. And there are powerful people who are fed up with the way he was interfering. And so he had to endure persecution. He had to endure ridicule and trial while remaining faithful to God. And then sure enough, the things that he had been saying for those decades became true. They were right. The Babylonian Empire did invade the land. It happened in 587 BC, and Jerusalem fell in that conquest. And the temple of God that Solomon had built was completely destroyed. The people were taken into exile, deported, taken into a new and strange land, relocated. And Jeremiah writes to those people who cannot believe what has happened to them, even though he had been saying it for 20 years. And it's in those writings that we'll find one of the famous scriptures in the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11. And we'll get there. But we're not at chapter 29 now. We'll talk about it when we get there. We're at chapter 1 now. So let's begin Jeremiah 1:1 through 2:30. These are the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah. He was one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah when King Josiah, son of Amon, was in his 13th year as king of Judah. The Lord also spoke when Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was king of Judah during the 11 years that Zedekiah, another son of Josiah was king of Judah. The Lord continued to speak to Jeremiah until the people of Jerusalem were taken away into captivity in the fifth month of the year. The Lord spoke his word to me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I, Jeremiah, said, Almighty Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Don't say that you are only a boy. You will go wherever I send you. You will say whatever I command you to say. Don't be afraid of people. I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. Today I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will uproot and tear down. You will destroy and overthrow. You will build and plant. Again the Lord spoke his word to me and asked, Jeremiah, what do you see? I answered, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, Write. I am watching to make sure that my words come true. Again the Lord spoke his word to me and asked, What do you see? And I answered, I see a boiling pot and its top is tilted away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, Disaster will be poured out from the north on all those who live in the land. I am going to call every family and kingdom from the north, declares the Lord. They will come and they will set up their thrones at the entrance of Jerusalem's gates. They will attack all the walls around the city and all the cities of Judah. I will pass sentence on my people because of all their wickedness. They abandoned me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped what their hands have made. Brace yourself, Jeremiah. Stand up and say to them whatever I tell you to say. Don't be terrified in their presence, or I will make you even more terrified in their presence. Today, I have made you like a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall. You will be able to stand up to the whole land. You will be able to stand up to Judah's kings, its officials, its priests, and all the common people. They will fight you, but they will not defeat you. I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. The Lord spoke his word to me. Go and announce to Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember the unfailing loyalty of your youth, the love you had for me as a bride. I remember how you followed me into the deserts, into a land that couldn't be farmed. Israel was set apart for the Lord. It was the best part of the harvest. All who devoured it became guilty, and disaster struck them, declares the Lord. Listen to the Lord's word, descendants of Jacob, all the families in the nation of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What did your ancestors find wrong with me that they went so far away from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They didn't ask, Where is the Lord who brought us from Egypt? He led us through the desert, through a wasteland and its pits, a land of drought and the shadow of death. No one lives there or travels there. I brought them into a fertile land to eat its fruit and its produce. They came and made my land unclean. They made my property disgusting. The priests didn't ask, Where is the Lord? Those who deal with my teachings didn't know me. The rulers rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied in the name of Baal and followed statues that couldn't help them. That is why I am bringing charges against you, declares the Lord. and I am bringing charges against your grandchildren. Go over to the coasts of Cyprus and see. Send someone to Gedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has any nation ever exchanged gods? Their gods aren't really gods. Yet my people have exchanged their glory for something that doesn't help them. Be horrified over this, heaven. Be terribly afraid, declares the Lord. My people have done two things wrong. They have abandoned me, the fountain of life-giving water. They have also dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that can't hold water. Are the people of Israel slaves? Were they born into slavery? Why then have they become someone's property? Young lions have roared very loudly at them. Young lions have turned the land into a wasteland. The cities have been burned down and everyone has left. People from Noph and Tophanes have cracked your skulls, Israel. You have brought this on yourself by abandoning the Lord your God when he led you on his way. You won't gain anything by going to Egypt to drink water from the Nile River. You won't gain anything by going to Assyria to drink water from the Euphrates River. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your unfaithful ways will punish you. You should know and see how evil and bitter it is for you if you abandon the Lord your God and do not fear me, declares the Almighty Lord of Armies. Long ago you broke off your yoke, tore off your chains, and said that you wouldn't be a slave. You laid down and acted like a prostitute on every high hill and under every large tree. I planted you like a choice grapevine from the very best seed. Now you have turned against me and have become a wild vine. Even if you wash with detergent and use a lot of soap, I would still see the stain from your wickedness, declares the Almighty Lord. How can you say that you haven't dishonored yourselves and haven't followed other gods, the Baals? Look how you've behaved in the valley. Acknowledge what you've done. You are like a young camel that swiftly runs here and there. You are like a wild donkey that is used to the desert, sniffing the wind while in heat. All who look for you won't get tired. They will find you during your monthly period. Don't run until your feet are bare and your throats are dry. But you say that it's useless. You love foreign gods and follow them. As a thief feels ashamed when he's caught, so the nation of Israel will feel ashamed. Their kings, princes, priests, and prophets will also feel ashamed. You call wood your father. You call stone your mother. You've turned your backs, not your faces, to me. But when you're in trouble, you ask me to come and rescue you. Where are the gods that you made for yourselves? Let them come and rescue you when you're in trouble. You have as many gods as you have cities, Judah. Why do you complain about me? All of you have rebelled against me, declares the Lord. I have punished your children without results. They didn't respond to correction. You killed my prophets like a raging lion. Philippians 4. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I miss you. You are my joy and my crown. Therefore, dear friends, keep your relationship with the Lord firm. I encourage both Yodia and Syntyche to have the attitude the Lord wants them to have. Yes, I also ask you, Cyzicus, my true partner, to help these women. They fought beside me to spread the good news along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Always be joyful in the Lord. I'll say it again. Be joyful. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise. Things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, or commendable. Practice what you've learned and received from me, what you heard and saw me do. Then the God who gives this peace will be with you. The Lord has filled me with joy because you again showed interest in me. You were interested but did not have an opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in any need. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in. I know how to live in poverty or prosperity. No matter what the situation, I've learned the secret of how to live when I'm full or when I'm hungry, when I have too much or when I have too little. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, it was kind of you to share my troubles. You Philippians also know that in the early days when I left the province of Macedonia to spread the good news, you were the only church to share your money with me. You gave me what I needed, and you received what I gave you. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you provided for my needs twice. It's not that I'm looking for a gift. The opposite is true. I'm looking for your resources to increase. You have paid me in full, and I have more than enough. Now that Epaphroditus has brought me your gifts, you have filled my needs. Your gifts are a soothing aroma, a sacrifice that God accepts and with which He is pleased. My God will richly fill your every need in a glorious way through Christ Jesus. Glory belongs to our God and Father forever. Amen. Greet everyone who believes in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings to you. All God's people here, especially those in the Emperor's palace, greet you. May the goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Psalm 75. For the choir director, Altashketh, a psalm by Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. You are present, and your miracles confirm that. When I choose the right time, I will judge fairly. When the earth and everyone who lives on it begin to melt, I will make its foundations as solid as rock. Selah. I said to those who brag, don't brag, and to wicked people, don't raise your weapons. Don't raise your weapons so proudly or speak so defiantly. The authority to reward someone does not come from the east, from the west, or even from the wilderness. God alone is the judge. He punishes one person and rewards another. A cup is in the Lord's hand. Its foaming wine is thoroughly mixed with spices. He will empty it, and all the wicked people on earth will have to drink every last drop. But I will speak about your miracles forever. I will make music to praise the God of Jacob. I will destroy all the weapons of wicked people, but the weapons of righteous people will be raised proudly. Proverbs 24:17-20. Do not be happy when your enemy falls, and do not feel glad when he stumbles. The Lord will see it, he won't like it, and he will turn his anger away from that person. Do not get overly upset with evildoers. Do not envy wicked people, because an evil person has no future, and the lamps of wicked people will be snuffed out. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for stepping into a brand new territory, into the book of Jeremiah. We ask that, Holy Spirit, you would lead us to see what we need to see, to hear what we need to hear, to open our hearts and minds to the prophetic voice of Jeremiah. And even as we concluded Philippians, this letter from the Apostle Paul today, may we indeed hear what he says. May we indeed today fix our thoughts on what is true. To fix our thoughts on what is honorable and right. To fix our thoughts on what is pure and lovely, to fix our thoughts on what is admirable, that we would think about those things, things that are excellent, things that are worthy of thinking about. Holy Spirit, this is the path to peace, Paul tells us. May we embrace, because we need your peace, your perfect peace at all times, in all places, and that this is available is mind-boggling. We have to cultivate, though. We have to partner with you in it, and we might experience it by telling you what we need, and thanking you for what you have done, praying about everything, not worrying about anything. So lead us on that path. I confess, Lord, that feels impossible at times. It feels like reaching beyond overwhelm. And yet I believe this is true. So teach us, lead us into all truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. These are where to get connected and stay connected. We've got a beautiful brand new platform and app coming soon to replace the Daily Audio Bible app that exists now. Something rewritten from the absolute ground up. So we're looking forward to that. It's been quite an arduous adventure to get to the finish line. Took years longer than expected, but continuing to persevere and just not give up and get to where we are going so that we have a place from which to build into the future. So looking forward to that. But right now, the app and the website, that's where to find out what's going on around here and get connected. I mentioned a couple days ago, 20th year anniversary clean canteens are available now in fall colors. We did some in the springtime, and now we're doing some in the fall, and this is the last of them. And so these were like one of a kind for this 20th year. And if you have one of those, you have a piece of Daily Audio Babble history to be certain. So in the springtime, we had peach, a peach color, and I think it was called Peach Parfait, and Marigold, which was a kind of mustard color for the summertime. Here in the autumn, it's Corsair, which is a muted bluish color, and Seafoam, which is a muted greenish color that fits into nature really, really well. So those are available as our autumn offering, our autumn colors, and the last of them, when these go out, there won't be any more that are available in the shop for sale. So grab them, grab a piece of the story, and have a piece of the story of something that I could have never imagined, that one day on January 1st, 2006, I would step up in front of a microphone, a very uncomfortable place for me, having been just like, I was a record producer then. So in front of technology, kind of running a console and recording music, no problem. Building teams to make records, no problem. But to actually be in front of the microphone, very, very different kind of experience. I could have never imagined that every single day, 7 days a week since then, I would be here. And I am grateful because this community has radically transformed my life, given me hope for safe community in the body of Christ, which can be really beautiful, but really broken and really unsafe as well. And somehow for 20 years, this has been a safe place, largely in ways that I've never seen before, could have never imagined. And the Bible itself has challenged everything, every thought, every word, every deed, every choice, every action, everything. And it will do that. It'll do that in a year. But over the course of 20 years, it has like shifted just about everything and think about everything. So I am grateful to be here as we celebrate. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Truly, thank you. This wouldn't have been happening for this long, and it wouldn't happen in the future if we were not in this together. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, which is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, family of Beloved in Bakersfield. Calling in for my daughter, Parker. So today is October 1st. She will be having surgery this Friday, October 3rd, to have her tonsils removed and possibly her adenoids. So if you guys could pray with me, I would appreciate that. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for my beautiful daughter. I thank you for what a joy and a gift she is, Lord. I thank you for just supplying her with her daily breath and for everything that she needs each day. Father, we just pray over Dr. Nguyen, the surgeon's hands. We pray that you would be preparing her and the other staff members who are going to be in the operating room. God, we pray over the anesthesiologist that everyone would be well-rested and ready for the surgery on Friday, God. We pray that you would prepare both myself and my husband as we are going to be taking care of her during the recovery process. Lord, would you allow for no infection to take place in her little body? Would you allow the removal of these tonsils to help her sleep apnea and her obstructive airway issues? May she no longer have snoring and sleeping difficulties, God, but would you just restore her airway that needs to be restored through this surgery, Lord? We thank you so much for your hand of provision thus far, and we just ask that you would continue to carry her through, again, with no infection and with a good outcome, Lord. But we trust you. We trust you through all of it, and we thank you again for our wonderful baby girl. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, neighbors. It's Lisa the Encourager. I was calling to thank John from the UK. I actually was going back to the community prayers since I had finished the most recent ones. So I went back to listen to one that I had not completed. And within a few minutes, I heard John from the UK come on there and praise the Lord. God, praise God. He said that Hannah was out of treatment for her eating disorder and in college. And he was so kind to thank me. And I just want to say, John, I was so elated. In fact, it just almost took my breath away because I know I have been praying for Hannah for a while, and for some reason that prayer request has just gravitated to me over the years, and I've continued to pray for her. And so I was so happy when you gave us the good news that she was in college. And then shortly thereafter, I was looking out my window, and it was just like a beautiful, very early in the morning. It was a beautiful morning, had not rained, nothing. I went outside and I saw from one side of my house to the other side of the house, the most gorgeous rainbow. And again, I was just praising God and thanking him for answering our prayer and then sending me that beautiful rainbow, just as, I don't know, I just had so much adoration for God and thanking him. And I just want you to know, I'm going to continue to pray for Hannah's heart and that she will come to know the Lord, and she will say that Jesus is her Savior one day.
My name is Alan. I've been listening for a long time, never called in to pray though. I'd like to request prayer for my grandpa and my family. He was recently, think that he's got pancreatic cancer and something wrong with his liver. He got a bad prognosis and he was in the country and then traveled out of the country and things got worse. And then he is back. Major long story short, but we're praying that he's in the hospital, which is a miracle. You know, that's an answered prayer. And we are praying that he is going to have recovery and he's going to have enough time to meet his granddaughter. There's a major, major division in a part of our family, and it's bad. And it's something that only the Lord can fix. And we're asking that this would be the opportunity for there to be some reconciliation between him and his daughter, and that he'd be able to see his grandbaby. And we pray for my grandma, and because there's a major, major issue there. We're praying for her wellness and her mental health, and for her to know that we love her and that, you know, the Lord loves her very much. And we're just praying that the Lord will work in a way that only he is able to. And we're just incredibly grateful for all that he's done already. And we're just really praying that there would be a resolution to this incredible thing that has happened, because he's the only one who can who can sort this out. And we're very grateful for everyone who's out there praying. I'm praying along with all of you for everything that you're asking the Lord for as well. I love you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This prayer is in response to Lori in Kernersville, her request for her son, Jesse. Hi, Lori. This is your sister, Christine, and your neighbor over here in Greensboro, North Carolina. I assumed you meant Kernersville, North Carolina, unless there's another Kernersville out there in the world. So I would just like to pray for your son. Dear Lord, we lift Jesse up to you today. He's been struggling and battling this illness, which has not been clearly understood for 5 years now. And Lord, his family, his mother is just asking for a breakthrough, Lord. Lord, I ask that you speak to Jesse's mother. I ask that you speak to Lori in her time, in her quiet time that she spends with you, Lord. I ask that you just lay on her heart, give her the clear direction, give her the wisdom and the insight that only you have to give, so that she can take that and bring that to the forefront, bring that to the medical facilities and to the doctors, and help her son in a way that only we as the mothers know how to do, because you have entrusted us with these children, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for answering this prayer for Lori, and we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Good morning, DAB. Good morning. Thank God for another day he has made, and we should rejoice in it. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France. And I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of others to pray for one of our sisters that call in. You say your son's name is JC. So many complications, so many issues. He has lung disease. He can't stand up straight. He need breakthrough. That's just the summary of the whole thing. He need breakthrough in his health. He need breakthrough in his career. He need breakthrough in his marriage. He's married without any child yet. He need breakthrough. Sister, I just wanted to let you know that your son will be in my prayer. I'm actually starting a breakthrough prayer, fasting and prayer tomorrow, being the 1st of October, and I'm praying for JC. He's one of the people I'm praying for breakthrough in his health and breakthrough in his marriage, in his career, all-round breakthrough. I'll be praying for him. Don't ever feel that God is far from you. He is closer. And one of the good things about this God is that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. No matter the complication we are going through, no matter what is happening, God sees. He's our Roy. He sees. And I want to reach out to our brethren that are calling in from prison, a particular one calling. I want you to know that you will be in my prayer in these breakthrough prayers. All our brethren calling in from prison, that God should show mercy in place of that judgment, that God should show mercy. We always know that you are thought of and you are remembered in prayers every day, almost every day. I pray that God will step in, should step in your situation. So in this breakthrough prayer, you are one of my priority, and Jason Sue, and every other person that have called in for different kind of cancer, you are in my prayers.
So, hey, DAB family, this is Aaron from Victory Churchville City. I just wanted to touch base and just ask if you guys would join me in prayer for my kids, Chloe, Bailey, and Ayla. They've been through a lot. In my efforts to try and get my now ex-wife to stay and work things out and get through what little bit we were going through, because we could have gotten through it. She, despite my best efforts, left anyway and left me with the kids. And then I went through a battle right after the divorce. She moved in with a man, and that man gave something inappropriate to my oldest daughter. And DHR had been involved, child services, and my oldest, Chloe's, in therapy. It's been It's been a roller coaster of chaos, and despite everything, the Lord's been with us through every bit of it. I play on the worship team. The kids really love the school, the church. They really love our church. They've been raised there their whole life, and they're making it despite all of this, but it's still very rough on them. And Chloe continues to see therapy. So I really want to pray for Candace too, my ex-wife, that God would soften her heart.